What is the secret of prevailing prayer?
The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and Be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. These verses are found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. These are wonderful words assuring us that faith is the secret of prevailing prayer, which moves the heart of God. In them, the Lord gives us two basic elements essential for prayer. The first is the desire of the heart.
The prophet Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, said, And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. The heart's desire is the spirit of prayer, and if the desire is weak, the prayer is bound to be weak also. A believer may have true desires for spiritual blessings, but has, on the other hand, worldly desires taking the first place. Such a person cannot expect power in his prayer, because he is not abiding by the command of the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, which says, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
The second element essential for prayer is faith.
All that you ask for, when you pray, believe that you receive it. By faith we know God, by faith we receive the Lord Jesus, by faith we live the overcoming life. Likewise, by faith, we have the life of prayer and the power of prayer. We need to learn afresh what faith is and begin to live by faith and pray in faith.
Have faith in God, said the Lord when he spoke about the faith which removes mountains, and which he gives to his disciples of every generation and age. By this faith the early Christians did miraculous works, healed the sick, and cast out demons. These works were as if mountains were removed.
If we long for the life of prayer and intercession, where there is joy and power and blessing, we must learn anew what faith is, for faith deals with God and takes him at his word.
Faith accepts an answer from God before actually seeing it. Faith sees the invisible. This seems strange, but it is at the heart of prayer. The blessing of heaven, God's answer to prayer, is spiritually understood before being perceived by the eye. Faith does this, and the soul which seeks God and his answer will be given the assurance that the things it has asked for will be given. According to Christ's word, Ask, and it shall be given, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it will be opened unto you.
Christ said, All that you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you will have it. This is a word of assurance to the one who prays, that the Heavenly Father hears the prayers of faith and gives the answer. Begin in faith, my friend, even if it is weak. Begin the new life of prayer, and you will be assured that you have obtained grace in Christ. This grace will lead you, step by step, to be faithful in prayer. Expect the Holy Spirit to work within your heart. It is God who said, as recorded in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, And it shall come to pass, that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear, and he will do as he has said.